What's going on, people? It's me, Conway, aka Talk to On Con, and I'm just coming to y'all with some little crazy shit that your president, our president, I guess I gotta say my president, number 45, has come out of his mouth to say. So yesterday, April 23rd, 2020, in the height of the pandemic, he had a daily briefing and he said some crazy shit out his mouth. But the craziest thing is, we know that he talks crazy, but at one point in time, you feel as though, like, can he say anything else? Wow, like anything else. But he proves that the mind doesn't have to be intelligent to be a business owner. And the mind doesn't have to be intelligent to be the fucking president, because he just goes out here and freestyles what the fuck he thinks and what he wants to say. So, like I said, just when you thought number 45 couldn't say anything dumber, then he went on to say this shit. Like, I know it's like a PR person on, you know, for the White House, and, you know, make sure that the president doesn't say anything crazy. I know that it's a whole media team that pumps out, you know, media information for the White House and the president. But this motherfucker uses his own Twitter account. Like, he uses everything. Like, he fuck around and drive his own car. And he's like, yeah, I can't. Like, who's really giving this man the fucking podium? Now, in the height of this pandemic, he's in a rush to open up the economy so bad that, you know, a lot of his friends, even his own businesses, are losing money because we can't get out the damn house. But, you know, around this time, usually gas, hotels, flights, and many more things are booming, you know, spring break, this around the prom time, you know, limousine companies is out of, you know, hurting. You know, these car rental places are hurting around this time. And if you actually go on that website, you can still rent cars, but the price is out of this world just to rent a goddamn Ford Focus. Like, it was like $200 a day, 3 weeks in advance. You know what I'm saying? Like, what the fuck? But, like I was saying, man, you know, the economy usually booming around this time because of those things, but because of the COVID-19, that has been at an all-time low. And like I said, families been staying in the house because people want to protect themselves and not trying to take that chance on getting the COVID-19. Now, if you're a essential employee or essential because you're part of the media, those type of things, you go out here and you give people what they need. You give people what they want to hear. Now, he walked up to the podium and said out his damn mouth. Now, I want you to wait for it, okay? Because, all right, fuck it. He suggested the possibility of an injection. An injection of what, you may ask? Not a vaccine, but with disinfectant into a person infected with the coronavirus as a deterrent to the virus. Yeah, you heard what I said. I said he suggested people put damn disinfectant into their bodies to kill the damn coronavirus. And he said this, now he didn't go through Twitter. He said this where everybody in the country can see this shit. Even your grandmother who don't have social media can see this shit. Like, he suggested this during a daily briefing. And once again, who keeps giving him the goddamn podium? Like, they usually in prior, you know, presidencies, people be like, nah, you can't say that. This motherfucker saying what he want to say. Now, he made these remarks after Bill Bryan, who leads the Department of Homeland Security, Science, and Technology, gave his presentation on research that his team had conducted. Now, that research that he's seen, him and his team did, seeing that the virus doesn't live as long in warmer and more humid temperatures. The virus actually dies quicker in sunlight, which left, once again, your damn president, my president, our president, wondering if you could bring the light inside the fucking body. Hey, man. Like, every day I wake up and I see he say something, it's like, yo, this shit has to be a prank. But for some reason, it's not a prank. This is real thoughts coming out this man's head. Now, then he goes on and parts his lip to say another statement that could really, it really couldn't have been in his head. Like, you know how a person thinks so quick that they don't think about what they say, they just say that shit? And this is exactly what the fuck is going on. So, surprisingly, we hit the body. So this is what he said. So, supposedly, we hit the body with a tremendous, whether it's ultraviolet or just very powerful light. And I think, hold up, yo. I just hate that, like, reading his shit, because it's like, you can't believe, like, he's basically saying, we hit the body with an ultraviolet or just a very powerful light. And he's not sure if that's worked because it hasn't been tested yet. But he said that shit out of his mouth, like, hey, yeah, let's, you know, we can either inject our body with disinfectant or hit ourselves with an ultraviolet light or a very powerful light. Then he said, hey, suppose you brought the light inside of the body, which you can do either through the skin or some other way. And I think you said you're going to test that, right, too? That's what he asked Bill Bryan, who leads the Department of Homeland Security. He asked him, like, you're going to check to see if we can do that. So this is where I get fucked up, man, because it's basically like, so the government is trying to hit the body with a super light, similar to x-ray lights without a lead vest. Like, x-ray can actually kill you if you don't have that protection in front of it. So we go from now trying to help a person with the coronavirus to killing them. Okay. You're fucking crazy. So then this guy went back to saying, I see the disinfectant that knocks it out in a minute. A minute. He was excited to be like, yo, I know this disinfectant that could kill this coronavirus within a minute. Boom. And there's a way that we can do something like that by injecting it inside or inside of the person, or almost like a cleaning. Like, you know how people take detox and all that? He said maybe we can put some disinfectant inside or something like that and wipe them out. No, bitch, you're going to kill them. And the crazy thing about it is, he has such a big following. I want to know which one of you goddamn Trump supporters going to try this shit first. And I want you to record it and keep a camera on you for 24 hours so we can see how it works, okay? Because I want to see what's going to happen. Because he has a lot of supporters and these crazy motherfuckers do whatever you say. Now, today, that might be the ambulance going to pick one of you crazy motherfuckers up. Now, the thing that's crazy is today, it got to the point where the manufacturer of Lysol, a disinfectant spray and cleaning product, issued a statement warning against any internal use after the president suggested that people could get an injection of the disinfectant that knocks coronavirus out in a minute. Now, here we go. The spokesperson for Reddit, Ben Beckinser, well, whoever Shit, look it up. R-E-C-K-I-T-T-B-N-C-K-I-S-E-R. Look that shit up. Because if I say it right, I apologize. Hey, Lysol, I fuck with y'all, man. Give me that sponsor. But based on the owner of Lysol states, as the global leader in health and hygiene products, we must be clear that under no circumstances should our disinfectant products be administered into the human body through injection, ingestion, or any other route. Now, that should have said, because they shouldn't have had to come out and say, look, stupid, don't do what the fuck your president said, because that's dumb. Now, for years, we've known that AIDS can be killed with bleach, but I haven't heard or seen anybody say, hey, inject yourself in a bleach and you're cure your AIDS. Like, that shit only cures it on the surface, bro. It doesn't kill it inside your body. Oh, man. But here we go. This is what he said. Now, as with all products, they also said, as with all products, our disinfectant and hygiene products, should only be used as intended and in line with usage guidelines. Please read the label and safety information. Like, they shouldn't tell you read the label. You should already know to read the label. But no, what the fuck are you going to do? You're going to say, maybe I could spray a little bit on my tongue. Maybe I can do some dope fiend shit and stick it in my arm. Because I know some of y'all are thinking about it. So I'm just trying to get it out the way now. Oh, man. And then we get back to the bullshit. It's fake news. Because today, the White House released a statement saying that the media has mischaracterized Trump's comments regarding coronavirus treatment. You can't mischaracterize something that a motherfucker said directly without any chops. So it's not like he said something to the press with no cameras there, and then they went and added some stuff, and then it be like, maybe they is fucking with him. No, he said that shit directly to a camera on a podium behind a mic. The fuck? Like, how can... But it's always the fake news. So, President Trump has repeatedly said... This is what they also said. President Trump has repeatedly said that Americans should consult with medical doctors regarding coronavirus treatment. A point that he emphasized again during yesterday's briefing. But that was after you told motherfuckers that they should take a disinfectant injection. You know people don't listen to the point after the fact. That's like when people say, oh, this cleans your clothes very well. Get all the stains out. And then underneath of it says, do not use on dark clothes. That's what the fuck. We didn't see none of that shit. We just worried about the stains and keeping fly. This shit. So basically, now when he talks, we should put an asterisk next to the shit on the screen and say he actually says this as well. But he said that shit on, the briefing yesterday. But the White House press secretary, Kayleigh McEnany, came out and said that, we misconstruing what he's saying and, stop that. Man, when will this bullshit stop? And someone step up to that man, let him know, you can't just go up there freestyling anything. You're not helping the country. You're hurting the country. And every day we hear some bullshit about he's doing this, he's doing that. But most of this shit is still trickling down from the Obama administration. But that's neither here nor there, man. I need y'all to tell me what y'all think, how y'all feel, and keep tuning in. I need y'all definitely though, to go and subscribe onto the YouTube channel, Talk To Him Con, TalkToHimCon. That way I can bring you more visuals, more edits, more everything, and not just audio. Yeah, man. Tell me what y'all think. Is Trump tripping or are you going to try it? And if you try it, I need your email address, your social media. That way I can follow that ass. Goodbye.